patient's name is Kathy Burkhart, B-U-R-K-H-A-R-T, 531-39, 1128, the Harrison MC, CC, 90-day note, HPI, 85-year-old female with advanced unspecified dementia, recent staging. She's now in the severe category, period. Patient is observed sitting in the dining area at a table with other residents, but she has her shoulders down, looking down, and is speaking, but has an angry tone. Words are random, and she has evidence of new word apraxia, combining bits of words together, which make no sense, period. Staff report that a gentle approach is used to encourage her to come to eat, to take her medications, and to allow them to even assist her in dressing, period. She is easily agitated, and the new staging has led to patient being more verbally hostile and socially isolating. Her eye contact is limited, period. Recent past week has seen a lot of things change. She now is no longer able to feed herself. It's required by staff to do. She would pace the halls daily at a brisk pace, moving her arms. She's no longer ambulatory. And it's clear that she has lost weight. Her current weight is 131.2 pounds. And in April of this year, she weighed 159.8 pounds, period. Staff report that she will eat like finger foods and doesn't want any assist or anyone around her while she's eating, period. She does sleep through the night. There's been no aggression directed toward anyone, period. Diagnoses: severe unspecified dementia, BPSD at times of care resistance and aggression, which has decreased, and macular degeneration. Medications: ABH gel 225.2 milligrams per mil, with 1 mL topical Q6 hours routine. Depakote 125 milligrams, 4 capsules BID. Melatonin 10 milligrams QD. Zyrtec 5 milligrams QD. Trazodone 25 milligrams QD. Diet is regular, with Ensure 1 can QD. Code status is DNR. Allergies are NKDA. Vital signs: patient refused. We're able to get temp of 97.5 and weight 131.2. General: patient seated quietly in the dining room. She appeared comfortable with the person next to her. She could be seen as though she were talking to herself, but couldn't hear it, and she looked angry, but that was limited, period. Musculoskeletal: patient is seated in a manual wheelchair. She is transported in it. She makes no effort to propel it. seeming to just not understand what she needs to do to make it move. And no lower extremity edema. There's been a slight decrease in general muscle mass and motor strength. Skin is warm, dry, intact with fair turgor. And cardiac, regular rate and rhythm without murmur, rubber gallop. And exam was limited due to patient's resistance. ANP number one. Unspecified dementia with staging, putting her in the severe category. There has been significant weight loss of 27 pounds in 8 months. And no longer ambulatory. And speech is random and apraxic at other times. And then number two, general care, have discussed with a patient's daughter and co-POA, Connie Elwood, the role of hospice, and that patient appears ready for that, and it would be a benefit to her as well as the family. It was discussed that they met today with the intake person from Valor Hospice, and they agreed to services. I was present for some of that discussion, and ensured them that she would receive good care continuing from the facility staff, and that hospice would be another layer to her care period. I also stressed that communication with her would continue, but even more so having the hospice nurse speak with them period. So 99350 direct POA contact, 60 minutes.